Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol responded to a report of a single vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of Airport Road yesterday afternoon. When officers arrived on scene, they found the vehicle lying on its roof and blocking both southbound lanes. Officers later learned that the vehicle had been stolen out of Bakersfield and that the driver, 20-year-old Stephanie Moore of Bakersfield, had fallen asleep at the wheel, causing the crash. Moore and her passenger, Melanie Cazares, also of Bakersfield, had to be cut from the vehicle and then taken to the hospital for treatment of moderate injuries. Officers learned that after Moore lost control as she was headed northbound, the vehicle crossed the median and ended upside down in the southbound lanes, forcing the closure of those lanes for nearly 2 hours. Moore is expected to face charges once she has been released from the hospital. At Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the public and the board bid farewell to First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith, who attended his final meeting. Smith will retire on August 3rd, but he's not the only supervisor who is facing his final term. Second District Supervisor Cliff Clendenin is also on his way out of office, having lost a very close June primary to challenger Estelle Fennell. Clendenin opened up about the learning curve a new supervisor faces when elected to office for the first time.
The Second District is a really unique district. There's just an incredible amount of things happening there. And just learn how to delegate better. You know, get more familiar. As a non-office worker, I mean, I certainly used a computer and did email and spreadsheets for my business. But just learning how to deal with the volume and pace of the stuff that comes through there. That was probably the biggest thing I would suggest.
Clendenin also addressed the changing nature of the board.
I think they've already changed. Certainly, like, there's more of a, as we go through our general plan discussions, there's certainly more sense of what's going to be good for commerce in the immediate versus, you know, maybe environmental protection long term. I think we always, you know, it's our job to balance those two, but I think that'll continue. I think between Virginia and Ryan and then now Rex coming on, these are individuals that are really well known in their community and really well thought of. So I think sort of integrate people feeling like, you know, that they know the board and they know the county.
With the retirement of Smith, who will be replaced by Supervisor-elect Rex Bone, and the election of Fennell, the Board of Supervisors will have only one member, Mark Lovelace, who has served a full term. The Eureka Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere in the city tomorrow night. The checkpoint will also be accompanied by saturation patrols within the city to identify impaired drivers. Over the past 3 years, 4 people have died and dozens have been injured in DUI incidents in Eureka, and the checkpoint and saturation patrols are aimed at getting impaired drivers from behind the wheel and off city streets. The regular meeting of the Arcata City Council scheduled for next Wednesday has been canceled, but for those who still need their City Council fix, the Council will meet in a special session on Wednesday morning to discuss awarding the construction contract for the Phase 5 McDaniel Slough project. The slough, when finished, will connect the slough levee with the Highway 255 levee and is expected to be the final project before the levee system is introduced into Humboldt Bay. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Why don't you start singing, man?
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, a CHP officer assigned to a traffic safety patrol in conjunction with Caltrans work on Highway 101 pulled over a speeding driver who was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. CHP Public Information Officer Chase Adams commented on the partnering of CHP patrol units working in conjunction in Caltrans work zones.
We do have units specially assigned by Caltrans, overtime units, aside from the normal beat units that that we have each day assigned for enforcement in those zones to keep the not only the Caltrans unit or the Caltrans workers safe and alive, but just so people will have that knee-jerk reaction, slow it down as you're entering the cone zone.
Adams pointed out that the safety patrols occur regularly and will continue to do so.
the local construction zones we've been assigned to, and the special construction zone assignment would be around Herrick Avenue, where they're doing a lot of new paving work, and then also where they're doing the tree work by the stretch in between Eureka and Arcata. The work they're doing mostly at Mad River right now is kind of off-highway. They're retrofitting the whole area that's not really in direct relation to the road now. Now as they open it up and start paving the connectors and whatnot, I foresee us being assigned out there as well.
CHP units are assigned to those work zones to provide another level of safety for both Caltrans and Caltrans contractors, as well as the public. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.